Oh. I don't know how many people I just ruined their eardrums. I told y'all I was going to be back, and I'm back because we keep our word around here. I'm here with the one and only Samir. Samir, say what's up. It's he in the back, so he'll probably give some input, you know what I'm saying? He probably, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. But anyway, it's episode 2 of season 2. It's been a long time coming. All you moms out there, what's up? All you dads out there, keep doing your thing. You kids out there, stay hydrated. Not with water, though, with juice. Water isn't good for you. But I digress. Today, today we're talking about, like I said, the homeless situation and what we should do with homeless people. I was thinking about it this morning. Actually, on my way to driving to school at 5:30 a.m., that it's getting worse because they're having to move people from they're having to move homeless people from more populated places, or not more populated, but when they're trying to build new places that obviously homeless people are chilling at, they have to move them, and then they kind of like migrate into like the city, or they'll migrate somewhere else. But what if that somewhere else is like a place where a lot of people are? So recently when I went down to OC, there was a lot more homeless people that I've ever seen, and I was wondering like, oh, why are they, why are there so many homeless people out all of a sudden? And I was informed that they're like fixing a train, or they're building a train or something. So they like kicked all the homeless people out and basically told them to like migrate somewhere. So now they're all in like out in the open. And so it's really sad too, because when you go down there, there's this bridge that they have there, and you go down it, and there's like a bunch of homeless people on the left and on the right. It's like a sea of homeless people. It's crazy. But it's just weird. So it had me thinking about what solutions we could actually do to solve that homeless situation. So I'm just gonna hop right in, and hopefully Samir helps too. He says he loves y'all. All right, so look, I was thinking that the first solution that I could think of was basically we pay the homeless people, like, I don't know. I don't really want to pay them, because the situation of why they're in that position varies. And so we don't really know, like, if they're in that situation because they put themselves in that situation, or because if they could be like a veteran that like just wasn't taken care of correctly. And so I would think the first thing that we have to do with it would be to, I guess, talk to a bunch of the homeless people. Like, we have to have like a center. Maybe we can get them to build houses, or build like centers for themselves, honestly. And then we could also pay them for that. Also, in this topic, I'm also going to add in people that get welfare checks, because I feel like so many people get welfare checks and they just, because they're getting free money and like free food, that they don't really want to go out there and work. And that's not the case for all of them, but it's the case for a lot of them. And so I would say that we need to get them, and we need to get the homeless people, build a bunch of homes or places for them to stay, and then in return we could end up feeding them. That'd be my that'd be a good solution, at least to me. I know that'd be a lot to work out. Another thing would be that, I guess after that would be, if you made them a center, then you could also have like someone who teaches. Maybe, I mean, it would have to like it would have to be someone who really knows what to do, that's practical with money, right? And so they can go and teach them how to go out there and make money, and maybe even how to build a resume. And but then again, then the topic comes. See, when I'm talking on the podcast, it's going straight from my head. Like, I don't write nothing down. So like I can see my own flaws in my arguments. Like, we don't know how many of them have mental illnesses and that are not okay. And then what do we do with them? Because you can't medicate them for free, because America really don't do anything for free. And so, I don't know exactly what we do about that mental illness thing. Because if you didn't know, a lot of homeless people have mental illnesses. And a lot of homeless people who are homeless don't even want to get up from the road, like get up to go do more things, because they're so like drugged out and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But this is why it's good that I don't need to have all the answers, because I just posed a question. Because this one's hard. I don't even quite know what I would do. Samir, what would you do about the homeless situation? The homeless people, what would you do to lower that the problem of there being so many homeless people? Can you elaborate on that? Can you elaborate on that? You do. You're all recording. This gets a little brief one. Mm-hmm. Hold on, we gonna move this closer to him. Hold on. Samir, he's right here. Samir, so go ahead and just give us a brief introduction to your Forget About Capitalism. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Realistically, mm-hmm. It probably won't be fixed unless you get rid of capitalism. Mm-hmm.
I see. That's very interesting. I'm just confused about that was severe, everybody. I'm just confused about, like, God, I don't know what to do about, because I getting them help, like, people don't do a lot of people don't do anything without the gang, you know what I'm saying? So whoever is gonna be there with them, that's gonna help them with the mental illness, like, they're gonna have to take their time. And then I'm sure the government's not going to pay for a bunch of homeless people to get help. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not bringing any money in. But what if... I like that opening our houses that we build. What if someone buys the house, puts homeless people in the house, and then they have to live in the house for free? And almost, I don't want to say for free, maybe like they have to pay rent, they gotta go get a job, and when they go get a job, like five people in like one, almost like when you get out of college, you know what I'm saying, and five people like rent one room, you know what I'm saying, because they're like almost like a dorm, but like people go and get like houses, and they all five people like rent out the house, you know what I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm saying. So like if someone, like let's say, all right, let's say me, right? I buy the house and then I put 5 homeless people in one house. They have to pay the rent, but so they have to go get, after you, you know, get them on the job and their feet for them to like stay in the house and then to eat and all that stuff. They just have to go out and get a job. So then you they're kind of, you already have a place for them to go. They just have to get up on their feet. You feel me?
Oh, so that would be like after they're rehabilitated, I guess.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, it would have to be after, but then, yeah, obviously. No, there's no way. And then for the veterans, oh my gosh, for the veterans, we can, I mean, if the ones that don't have PTSD, we can put them as school security guards, because God knows school security guards don't know what the hell you're doing with the gun. So, so that we got school security guards cleared up. If we get some veterans up in there, they'll know what to do. Other than these people, we just, I don't even know. Do you go to school to be a school security guard or? I don't know. Yeah, like. But yeah, this one, I thought I have a better solution, but the more I talk about it, the more I realize that the solution is just, there's almost no solution, I guess.
There's no solution until you want to become more educated on all the
reasons for it. Mm-hmm.
Just fuck capitalism.
That's my podcast. Anyway. Anyway. This is an eye-opening experience, because for the first time I've done a podcast and I didn't have the answer that I thought I'd have. That just means I'm gonna have to do another episode on this one. Let me think about it more clearly. Because that's a big one, huh? It is a big problem. And if I could solve it, if we could solve it, we're just one step closer to living a more happier life. And that's what we're all here to do. Be happy. Ain't that right? Facts. Anyway, I guess this is going to go up everywhere, you know, on Instagram, on Twitter and all that stuff. And so I'm hoping that some people who read it listen to it would at least give me like their opinion, or like give me a little basis of a solution that they could throw in there, so then I could like maybe add 2 things together, like butt cheeks. I don't know, but I'll definitely do another episode on this, because I didn't get an answer that I'm sufficed to it. So oh, there's an answer. Yet. But we sat at the same time, so it's kind of cool, you know. We should end this. Anyway, that's it for today. I hope please, if y'all listen to this, give me some insight on what y'all think, because this is a big big problem in the world, actually. And we actually do need a fix. Because it's sad seeing all those people out there. I mean, granted, their story might have put them out there, but like, everyone deserves a second chance. Except the ex that cheated on you. They don't deserve no second chance. But everybody else deserves a second chance. So go ahead and help the cause. I'm Brandon. Samir is out here. Samir, say what's up. Well, you about to leave. I'm out of here. Bye.